Liberals need to move to red states in order to win over the Senate. The go-to move for many who see the end of Roe v. Wade is to move to a state that still respects the right to an abortion, or even moving to a country like Canada or the UK who still respect the right to an abortion. This is an understandable move, but I would argue that it would be better to move to these red states and vote in every election, vote Democrat in every election there. Why would I suggest this? The Senate. The Senate gives every state, no matter how large or small its population, 2 senators for representation in the Senate. This is fundamentally undemocratic and is not going to change unless more and more citizens in these states vote Democrat. One method to do that is to convince existing citizens why it is in their interest to vote Democrat. The other method is for Democrats to move to red states and vote religiously for Democrats. Normally, I would be the first in a war of aggression to say leave your country if they are forcing you to fight in such a war. Even in a war of self-defense, I don't know if I could fight in it, as religiously I oppose killing. So in general, if I was a Ukrainian citizen, I would flee and start a new life somewhere else rather than wait decades for the Ukraine to be rebuilt. But back to my point, by Democrats moving to red states, we will slowly increase the likelihood of winning elections for the Democratic Party. Precisely what we need to do to eventually enshrine in the Constitution the right to an abortion and a right to privacy.